My name is Lina Abu Akle, and Shireen was my aunt.
Capitol Hill was the latest stop for the brother, niece and nephew of slain Al Jazeera reporter Shireen Abu Akleh as they keep up the pressure on the Biden administration to open an independent investigation into her killing.
This is the very least the Biden administration must do. They cannot rely on Israel's word. War criminals cannot investigate their own crimes.
Shireen was my little sister.
The family members also renewed their call for a meeting with President Biden after he refused during his recent trip to the occupied territories.
A U.S. citizen, a prominent journalist, beloved by millions of people, was killed by a highly trained Israeli soldier. President Biden was 10 minutes away. He never came to see us.
More than 80 members of Congress have joined the family and calling for an independent investigation.
She was trying to tell us through her journalism what was happening. Now we owe her, her memory, and her family an outcome of what happened to her.
I'm so sorry to the family, and I'm embarrassed for us.
When the murderers wear Israeli uniforms, there's complete silence.
This is bigger than one person or one country. This is about our values as Americans.
On Tuesday, the family met with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Afterwards, he tweeted that he'd expressed his deepest condolences and a commitment to pursue accountability for Shireen's, quote, tragic killing. But the family said he made no commitment to an independent investigation. The next stop for the Abu Akles will be the Department of Justice. The family says it's not naive. It's aware of the U.S.'s history of shielding Israel from accountability for its killing of Palestinians or U.S. citizens. But it says it has to try and stop the cycle that leads Israeli soldiers to feel that they can kill at will. Shia Bertansi, Al Jazeera, Washington.